USA Radio News with John Hunt.
As Democratic candidates compete for the opportunity to take on President Donald Trump, the incumbent they hope to oust is more personally disliked than any of his recent predecessors, and half of the voters say they're very uncomfortable with the idea of his reelection. The electorate at large also expressed major doubts about some of the progressive policies being backed by candidates like Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren, and the party's more moderate frontrunner, Joe Biden, also faces many questions about his fitness to do the job. Those are the major findings in the latest release from the September NBC News Wall Street Journal poll, which also shows that 46% of Americans give Trump credit for what they call an improving economy, the highest share since the beginning of his presidency. The Democrats want a referendum on Trump. The GOP wants a comparative choice, and therein lies the rub, according to Democratic pollster Peter Hart. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
An elevator glitch briefly spoiled the reopening after renovation work on the Washington Monument. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
The elevator stopped working for about an hour on Saturday, leaving some visitors stuck at the top of the monument. There were no reports of injuries, but it was ironic, as the monument was just reopening over the weekend after the completion of a three-year renovation project that was largely done to make improvements to its elevators. Park officials say in a statement they're sorry for any inconvenience to visitors from the latest elevator downtime. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The former chief makeup artist at Charlie Rose's interview show is now suing him, saying the disgraced television journalist ran a toxic work environment for women. Gina Rigi, who worked for Rose for 22 years, lost her job in 2017 after Rose was fired by PBS and CBS News for sexual misconduct. Her lawsuit seeks unspecified damages and equitable relief for the harm she has endured. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Facebook announced it suspended tens of thousands of apps made by about 400 developers as part of the investigation following the Cambridge Analytica scandal. The announcement came the same day as unsealed legal documents in Massachusetts disclosed that Facebook had suspended 69,000 other apps. In the vast majority of these cases, however, the suspensions came not after any kind of serious investigation, but because app developers had failed to respond to email information requests. Starting in March of 2018, Facebook began looking into the apps that have access to users' data. The probe came after revelations that the data mining firm Cambridge Analytica used ill-gotten data from millions of Facebook users through the app, then used the data to try to influence U.S. elections. Facebook said its app investigation is ongoing, and it has currently looked at over a million apps so far. The days may be numbered for Senator Cory Booker's presidential campaign, as he must raise nearly $2 million in the next 10 days, or the candidate has no legitimate long-term path forward, according to his campaign manager, Adisu Demise. She warned that a weaker-than-expected fundraising drive in the early part of September, now the campaign needs to rake in another $1.7 to $2 million before the last day of the month. The next 10 days will determine whether Cory Booker can stay in this race. Take us with you on your mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.